On today's show, we'll tell you by how much Tesla just raised its prices. Also talk about the ethics of programming an autonomous car and explain why Hyundai has an advantage in running its own steel mills. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the voice of the global automotive industry. Elon Musk recently said Tesla would simplify the option packages for the Model S and X. Well, they did that and raised the price. The base Model X and X75D now cost $1,000 more. The S now starts at $78,000, while the X starts at $84,000. However, pricing for the 100D models did drop by $500. As for the change in options, the Model S no longer offers its rear-facing jump seats and panoramic sunroof, and the Model X no longer has the optional center console in the six-passenger version. GM's marketplace service is where people are able to purchase things like food and gas right from their infotainment screen, and it's about to get a major update. About 3 million GM vehicles already offer the service, which GM says translates to hundreds of thousands of users. Or more importantly for advertisers, 10% of people actually click into the app's merchants. Thinking it may have an advantage by being one of the first in this space, GM is adding additional services and will come out with a new version of the platform soon. In racing news over the weekend, Lewis Hamilton powered his Mercedes to victory at the Grand Prix of Brazil. The win practically fell into his lap when the leader, Max Verstappen, crashed his Renault Power Red Bull with a backmarker. But Verstappen still managed to finish second. Kyle Busch won the NASCAR Cup race at the Texas Motor Speedway in his Toyota Camry. That brings the championship contenders down to the final four drivers: Busch, Harvick, Logano, and Truex, which puts two Toyotas against two Fords to determine who wins the championship at the last race next weekend. And history was made at the NHRA Finals in Pomona, California, when the champions in each category, Top Fuel, Funny Car, Pro Stock, and Pro Stock Motorcycle, all won their final races of the season. What are the ethics of how to program an autonomous car? That's coming up next.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by ExxonMobil.
Jaguar was the first to market with adaptive cruise control in 1999. The radar was so expensive that the joke was, buy a radar unit and get a Jaguar for free. But today, it's so popular that one out of three cars sold in the U.S. has adaptive cruise. But that's just the average. 91% of new Toyotas already come with ACC, and Ward's Intelligence reports that 80% of new vehicles sold will have it by 2025. What should an autonomous vehicle do when there's no avoiding an accident? MIT helped conduct a survey that forced more than 2 million online participants from over 200 countries to pick between one of two or more potentially fatal options. It found that people agreed on three things. Autonomous cars should spare the lives of humans over animals. They should spare the lives of many humans rather than a few. And they should save the young rather than the old. The survey also showed that people cared more for the lives of law-abiding citizens rather than law-breaking pedestrians like jaywalkers. And researchers say it's information like this that could be used to inform the way software is written to control autonomous vehicles. Most of us would think that NPR stands for National Public Radio, but it's also the name of a truck that Isuzu sells in the American market. And what, you say? Isuzu still sells in the American market? Well, yes, it does. And in fact, the NPR is also rebadged as the Chevrolet LCF, which stands for Low Cab Forward. The trucks are made in both Japan and the U.S., but sales are not that big. They'll sell about 4,300 trucks in the U.S. market this year. And we mention this because at Autoline, we're dedicated to helping you understand all aspects of the automotive industry. Coming up next, Hyundai explains why it has an advantage over its competitors by owning its own steel operations. Hyundai is a huge industrial conglomerate, which gives it an advantage over most of its competition. On last week's Autoline After Hours, Michael Bryan, the head of product planning at Hyundai Motor America, explained how making steel in-house helps it improve the rigidity of its platforms.
We're the only manufacturer with our own steel production. We make our own steel. And everybody can, you can buy whatever steel you want if you spend enough time doing it, but we basically have about 400 engineers at our steel plant that are basically, you know, for in a layman's term, making different recipes. And so we can have so many different tailored versions of advanced high-strength steel for each component, each panel, that we can optimize, you know, thickness and configuration and structure, and also welding, whether it's laser welding or conventional spot welding. We can optimize all those things much more adept fashion. I mean, we can do it very quickly. We don't have to wait or negotiate because it's our own in-house supply. And so there's so many specialized applications in terms of the type of steel, the exact formulation and compounding to get that right combination of body strength and structure. And it gives a very, very rigid, the result is a very, very rigid structure.
And you can watch that entire show right now on our website, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. But that's it for today. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.